Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Rebecca Knight.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Thursday, November 17th, and we've got all the news you want and need to know.
Here's the latest. It's the end of an era in Washington.
I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Nancy Pelosi made history as the first woman to serve as House Speaker. Now, with Republicans regaining the House, she said in a speech this afternoon she'll remain in Congress, just not in leadership.
For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility.
FTX has a new CEO. John Ray is stepping in to oversee the crypto exchange's bankruptcy filing. And Insider's Carla Mose says the process is shedding new light on just how bad things had gotten.
The filing from FTX showed that the value of FTX's crypto holdings were just $659,000, and that's after FTX's founder and ex-CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, said they were worth $5.5 billion.
John Ray has some deep experience with this kind of thing. He oversaw Enron's bankruptcy in 2001, but about FTX...
He's saying that he's never seen such a complete failure of corporate controls, and he oversaw Enron.
Thousands of Starbucks workers are staging a one-day strike at over 100 stores today in the largest organized protest since they began unionizing late last year. They're calling it the Red Cup Rebellion since it's happening on the day Starbucks hands out free reusable red holiday-themed cups, which is one of its busiest days of the year. The union says members want pay raises, predictable schedules, and more staff, and they're frustrated by the slow start to contract negotiations. Of the 260 or so stores that have voted to unionize, the coffee chain has only started talks with about a fifth of them.
New results from the midterms show voters in two states conflicted on voter ID laws. In Arizona, voters narrowly rejected a proposal for stricter requirements for voter ID and mail-in ballots, but a ballot measure in Nebraska went the other way, with voters approving the state's first photo ID law. Nebraska joined the two-thirds of states that have voter ID requirements. Republicans have been pushing to strengthen the requirements since the 2020 election, despite a lack of evidence of widespread fraud.
Brendan Fraser's new movie, The Whale, comes out in theaters on December 9th, and the actor is already drumming up awards gossip for his comeback role. But if the Golden Globes comes calling, well, Fraser says, no thanks. And that's, quote, because of the history I have with them. In 2018, he went public about his experience being groped by then-President Philip Burke at a 2003 luncheon. Fraser said it affected him for years, and the organization has yet to respond with a meaningful apology.
We're doing something new here at The Refresh from Insider. We are the only podcast that updates the headlines as news happens. So every time you hit play, you get the latest. And we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at therefresh@insider.com.
More than 3,500 Russian soldiers have contacted Ukraine's I Want to Live hotline to surrender, according to a Ukrainian official. The way it works is Russian soldiers contact the hotline before they leave, then get back in touch to surrender once they reach a frontline area in Ukraine. The hotline says it guarantees proper treatment under the Geneva Convention, like meals and phone calls home, but a UN report this week said that prisoners on both Russian and Ukrainian sides have been badly treated. Ukraine has given officials access to captives, though Russia has not.
If you're visiting San Francisco, you can now book an Airbnb to stay at the home of the company's CEO and co-founder, Brian Chesky. Also, it's free. Also, you can literally hang out with Brian and his golden retriever, Sophie. He says he'll even entertain you with stories of the early days and scaling up from air mattresses on friends' floors to a global homestay giant. The only downside here is that as of this morning, he's completely booked through 2024. Chesky said that all of the weekends through March of next year were actually booked before he even announced his listing on Twitter. Hey, but don't worry. Chesky says he's going to open up more weekends throughout the year. An American term that puzzled Wordle players around the globe has been named Cambridge Dictionary's Word of the Year. The word is homer, shorthand for a home run in baseball. It was the solution to the Wordle puzzle one day in May when non-American Wordlers who didn't know homer looked it up 65,000 times. The dictionary says the Wordle effect drove search traffic on the site several other times this year. There was a smaller spike when the game stumped Americans with the word bloke.
A British astronomer says she's been locked out of her Twitter account for months for sharing a 6-second animated video of a meteor shower. Apparently, Twitter considered it intimate content. Mary McIntyre's been trying to get in touch with someone, anyone, at Twitter to reinstate her account, but no luck. She could just delete the tweet, but she says she works a lot with kids and she doesn't want it on her record that she was sharing pornographic material. You know, Twitter, sometimes a meteor shower is just a meteor shower. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show. You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Knight. Talk to you soon.